The line waiting in the cold and rain to get into the event snaked around several times in front of the old Studebaker plant before winding northward down South Lafayette Boulevard. Only 4,500 made it inside, though many more watched live streams in South Bend and at more than 400 watch parties the campaign set up. One who did make it in was Philip Normal, a counselor for the London, England borough of Lambeth. He and his partner traveled to South Bend for the announcement.
So from gay politician to gay politician, yeah, I'd like to thank Pete for just giving us inspiration.
Even if you made it inside, it was still cold and wet, but Buttigieg says that doesn't put a damper on anything.
It's a little cold out. It's a little cold inside too. But we've had it with winter. You and I have the chance to usher in a new American spring. So with hope in our hearts and with fire in our bellies, let's get to work and let's make history. Thank you.
Buttigieg's campaign is experiencing a bit of a boom right now. If elected, he would be the youngest president and the first gay man and the first mayor to make the leap to the highest office in the land. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.